So let's review. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah Daf Membeis and Membeis, where the Rabbanan taught Hamoitzi Kalim, Valeim Tzuris Chama Tzuris Levon and Tzuris Darkan, Yelichim Leyama Melech. The only way to destroy Avodah Zarah is to throw it into the Dead Sea so that nobody benefits from it. And Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah disagrees and says that there are two options. Sheikhik Lezer Lurach or Mata Liyam. One can either destroy the Avodah Zarah by grinding it to dust and scattering it in the wind, or by throwing it in the sea. However, the Rabbanan argued, Amrulai Afi Nasa Zevel. One may not scatter it in the wind because the dust will act as a fertilizer and the pasuk forbids any benefit from avodah zarah. The Gemara brings a braisa where Rabbi Yossi cites several pesukim as proof. The pasuk says, "V'eschataschem asher asisim eseigel lokachti be'esef oisa be'esh, ve'ekosaisli tochen heitiv ad ashadak la'offer, v'ashlach esafari ala nachal hayarid min ha'har." The pasuk describes how Moshe Rabbeinu ground up the eagle into powder, threw its dust into the river, and was not concerned that it would be used. However, the Chacham answered that the pasuk also says of Yisrael panei amayim biyashkes bnei Yisrael. Moshe gave the bnei Yisrael to drink from this powder, and so leineskaven el lebeitken kisaitis. He was testing them whether they sinned, and he used all the dust for this purpose. The pasuk says v'gam ma'acha hasira megvira asher asasa mipatzasa v'gaima v'yidik v'yisrael benach lekidron. Asa melech ground up the avodah zarah and was not concerned that it would be used. However, the Chacham answered nach lekidron ena megadol tzmacha. He did this in an area of the Kidron Valley that does not grow vegetation. The pasuk says, "V'kisas nechash nechayshes asha asa Moshe." Chizkiyah Melech ground up the nechash nechayshes that Moshe made because it was being worshipped and was not concerned that it would be used. However, the Chacham answered that the pasuk says, "V'yem Hashem Moshe asid lachas tzaraf." And we expound, "Lacha mishalcha." Moshe made it from his own possessions, and ein adam oitzed davashen eshalai. One cannot cause another person's object to become forbidden by worshipping it. Therefore, bedinu dekisusi lo habetzarach. He was not obligated to destroy it since it did not become prohibited when it was worshipped. Rather, he did this to publicize its destruction to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara cites a related discussion. One pasuk says, David HaMelech took the Avodah Zarah with him and benefited from it. While another pasuk says, they burned the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara answers, "Kan koidim shabo ita hagiti, kan la'acha shabo ita hagiti." It was initially forbidden, and he therefore first ordered them burnt. However, when Ite later nullified the Avodah Zarah, it became permitted. Zakt the Mishnah, Shol Proikles ben Polesvis es Rabbi Gamliel ba'akoy, Shal Yerechitz b'merchit shal Aphroditi. Rabbi Gamliel was bathing in a bathhouse in the courtyard of the idol Aphroditi, and an idolater, Proikles, asked him as follows, Amar leks, kasa b'teraschem, le'yidbak b'yadcham u'umim min acherim, ne'im ma'ato rechitz b'merchit shal Aphroditi. Since it is forbidden to benefit from idols, why are you bathing here? Amalai e meshiva b'merchetz. Rabbi Gamliel responded, "I cannot answer you with words of Torah in the bathhouse." Ukshayatza amalai ani loy basi b'gvula he ba b'gvuli. After he went outside, he told him, "I did not go into her boundary; she came into my boundary. I.e., the bathhouse was here first and did not become forbidden when the idol was placed there. Furthermore, ein aimim nasa merchetz noila afroditi aloy menasa afroditi noila merchetz. We would not say, 'Let us make a bathhouse to adorn the courtyard of the avodah zarah,' since a bathhouse does not serve as noy. Rather, we would say, 'Let us put the Avodah Zarah here to adorn the area with the bathhouse.' In other words, the bathhouse does not adorn the idol adorns the bathhouse. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Nimtza shehi misham shasai v'hi tfeila v'hu ikar. The bathhouse is primary and the Avodah Zarah is secondary, and so it is permitted to bathe here because bathing here does not honor the Avodah Zarah." The Mishnah continues, Dava Acher, Mul said to him, Im noisim lecha mamen harbe, Iyata nechnes l'avodis kecham shalcha, Arum u'balkeri u'mashtem b'fanel. Even for a large sum of money, you would not approach your idol undressed and relieve yourself before it. Yet zui medes al pi habiv b'chol ha'amashtin lefana. This avodah zarah stands beside the pipe carrying out the wastewater of the bathhouse, and everyone relieves themselves before it. Therefore, Mili concluded, le'nemer ela eloi heihem, eshe noig boi mishum eloi ha'aser, eshe ene noig boi mishum ela ha'amotur. It's only forbidden to benefit from an idol that is treated like an avodah zarah. Therefore, since this idol is not treated respectfully, it's not an avodah zarah, and one is permitted to benefit from it. The Gemara cites a related ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. B'chol makom mutar lahar, chutz mibeis ha-merchatz u'mibeis ha-kiseh. It's permitted to think about Torah everywhere, except the bathhouse or outhouse. Furthermore, Abai ruled, Dvarm shel chayl mutar la'amrin b'loshon ha-kodesh, Dvarm shel kodesh asur la'amrin b'loshon chayl. In these places, it is permitted to discuss everyday matters in Lashon HaKodesh, but it is forbidden to discuss matters of Torah in any language. If so, how could Gamliel have answered him in the bathhouse, Ein Meshivim B'Merchetz? This reply of Ein Meshivim B'Merchetz is also Divrei Torah. Therefore, Abraisa explains, Kishe Yatza Amar Loi Emeshim B'merchatz. He only said this to him after exiting the bathhouse. Gemara poses several challenges to Reb Gamliel's reply. V'chimashin b'fenei mai hava. What is the significance that people relieve themselves there? Pa'urichiach, shemefaren lefanem b'chol yayim ve'en a bottle. People relieve themselves before the idol pa'ur daily, and it's not nullified. However, the Gemara differentiates, zu avodasa b'kach, v'zu ein avodasa b'kach. The pa'ur is not nullified because it is worshipped in this way, but an ordinary idol is nullified because it's a denigration. What is the significance that the bathhouse was there first? Even if the Avodah Zarah was there first, a Mishnah states, Avodah Zkecha Mishyesh La Merchatz Oygina Nehenen Mehen Shalei B'Teiva Ve'einenen Mehen B'Teiva. It is permitted to benefit from a bathhouse or a garden of an Avodah Zarah if one does not show appreciation to the priest, because as Rashi explains, Ein Hekdesh La Avodah Zkechavim Ad Sheyakiv L'Fanav B'Tekreivus. Items dedicated to an idol do not become forbidden unless they are given as an offering. However, the Gemara differentiates. Rabbi Gamliel's use is the equivalent of expressing gratitude because he was a prominent person and that Rabbi Zara would be pleased to have him use the bathhouse. Therefore, it was only permitted because the bathhouse was there first. What is the significance that people relieve themselves there? A Mishnah rules, Rok b'fanao, Hishnim b'fanao, Girira, Bizarkba, Esatzaya, Harezu ein b'teila. If one spits or relieves themselves before an idol, or dragged it or threw excrement at it, it does not become nullified. However, the Gemara differentiates, Hasam lefi shaita, hu rasachala, v'had mefaisla, hachakol shaita v'shaita bezilzula kaima. Ordinarily, it's not nullified, because one can become temporarily enraged and belittle the Avodah Zarah, but it will calm down and continue to worship it. In this case, it is nullified because the Avodah Zarah is constantly degraded. What is the significance that bathhouses are not adornments for the Avodah Zarah? Even if they were, a Braisa states, an object does not become forbidden when verbally dedicated for the Avodah Zarah's use. However, the Gemara differentiates, even if it does not become forbidden in benefit, it would be forbidden to use the bathhouse if bathing there would lend prominence to the idol. Therefore, we'll explain that the bathhouse does not serve as an adornment for the idol.